Arthur, two companies are at odds over a piece of property on Eliza Street, and the Township of Wellington North and County of Wellington are stuck in the middle. Wellington North recently held a public meeting to discuss an application from Clark Brothers Contracting and Teeswater Concrete to rezone the back end of 510 Eliza Street and construct a ready-mix concrete plant and 77-meter access road. While no residents or councillors shared concerns about the application during the meeting, North Arthur Developments Inc. submitted an objection letter the morning, calling the proposal premature and claiming the plant could negatively impact the area's future development if approved. Previously proposing to construct a 200-home subdivision at 510 Eliza Street, North Arthur Developments is currently appealing the Township and County of Wellington's failure to decide on their zoning application within the statutory time frame at the Ontario Land Tribunal. The next meeting is scheduled for this Thursday. Should the concrete plant proposal be approved, the land's zoned future development to the north and northeast of the Clark lands will be substantially more difficult to develop with sensitive land uses, including residential, from a compatibility and cost perspective, said the company in its objection letter. Permitting the concrete plant proposal is not only contrary to the township's growth management action plan, but it is inconsistent with provincial direction to build more homes, faster. The lands subject to the proposal and old case total 34.84 acres and are divided into two parcels, with the northern parcel, also known as 510 Eliza Street, currently occupied by a two-story building with a gravel processing operation, while the southern parcel is vacant. According to case information on CanLII, North Arthur Developments owns the lands located north of the former railway right-of-way and west of Eliza and Tucker Street. A representative from Teeswater Concrete who answered questions about the application during the meeting said the proposed location is intended to cut down on the amount of trucks on the road while bringing them closer to the market. Haul routes will depend on where the concrete is being delivered, but staff said the way they want to take will be best for the community. Aggregate being brought to the site will not come through town, which staff said will help cut down on truck traffic as well. The applicant said between 5 to 8 ready-mix trucks are required on site, and it's anticipated the company will employ upwards of 10 to 12 employees to start if approved. A decision will be made at a future council meeting. Isabel Buckmaster is the local journalism initiative reporter for Guelph Today. LJI is a federally funded program.